weekend, we can do that. Thank
yes.
you for being flexible and changing today back and forth. So,
oh, no, that's totally okay. This is your holiday time. I was surprised that you still wanted to do it. But now that we're here, I'm really happy we're here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you were saying your husband, you didn't realize he was challenged by COVID?
Exactly. And this is something that came yesterday. And, you know, sometimes we don't know, we are able to talk to the other people much more easier and to check on them and to check in. But when we are going through tough things at home, it's barely sometimes that you could address it because of different, you know, I didn't get to ask him, how do you think about it? And then he told me, this is tough because I feel that he sees in Lebanon that we are having a tougher position in Lebanon, you know, like the economical situation, everything is, you know, it's like a disaster there. And he feels like he cannot win that to say that I'm not having a good time here. But absolutely, it is something that I recognize I should have done maybe more. It's not that we need to disqualify what we're going through because there are people going through worse situations. In our situation, we need to handle it as well. So that was something that yesterday got into me more into what can I do more myself into those discussions, not to to invite more, to invite him more into talking. Because it seems that he has been having a lot of feeling that he has not been speaking about. And I think, you know, men brush it off much easier than us. Because for me, it's natural. I talk. For him, it's not. But then I said to him yesterday as well that I go on silent mode when I recognize that, you know, I can't do much in this situation. So it's been a little bit of a lot of on the communication side going in my mind. About friends that I feel like I cannot connect with them anymore because we have different values, we have different things. So it's been, should I tell them? Should I not tell them? Should I have a Swedish friend that I've been here, you know, seeing her for the last, I don't know how many years, but it has never been a real thing. And I've been debating with myself, how far can I go when I don't feel any more connection with a person that I need to call friend or whatever. And I'm turning 50 in August. And my husband asked me, what do you want to do? And then I said, I don't have anybody to invite. And it's a bit sad, but it's like you go back to who really you want to invite and who really you want to have part of that celebration. And you don't find anybody around you except, you know, my husband, my kids, his mom and his sister. So those more the family. And I'm debating, should I say something or should I not? Are those things like we don't debate in life or in when we have this disconnect? And it could be at work when you don't connect anymore with people, but there you maintain this more ethical discussion with them. So it's a little bit of more reflecting and understanding what should I do with people that I don't really mind not having, or is it okay for people to keep certain floating relationship for a reason?
Yeah, there's so much that you just shared there. And at the same time, I could feel and I saw on your face some what I may interpret as anxiety or pain or sadness or something.
Yeah.
in that. And the whole range of things, from your husband sharing his feelings with you to you not understanding how much you want to share your authentic feelings with others. And it seems like connection, disconnection was a theme there as well. What would you say is the headline? If you were to give it a headline of all of that that you just shared, what is it that you're seeking to clarify for yourself?
I think what you mentioned, the disconnection and the connection, that's something that is really what I feel. And how honest can you be? You know, how far can I be as an honest person? Because and to be true to myself, maybe this is more to be true to myself. You know, I don't like to lie to myself and pretend. So those are
What would you, it's so good, the disconnection, connection, honest, being true to myself. How can I really be authentic or true, honest? And what I'm now asked, sort of wondering, is what would you really like to learn about yourself in this conversation around disconnection, connection, honesty, truth?
One thing comes to my mind, maybe that I don't need to bring the guilt to me. If this happens, that I don't need to feel guilty, that it's my fault. And then the second thing is that disconnecting sometimes bring you freedom, bring you more, you know, to see it more that the positive side of it rather than the loss of it, to see it. I'm letting go something that is maybe not good for me.
That's great, because you've given two sides. You've given don't feel guilty and also wanting to bring freedom from disconnecting from the relationships or people you don't want to be connected to. Is that how you'd put it?
Yeah.
So what would you like to be able to take away from this session?
To know if, can I be really true to myself and say what it is and letting go of things? Without losing, I don't know if there is something without losing, you'll always, but without feeling the guilt of it, maybe, you know? Mm-hmm.
Can I really be true to myself and letting go of things without losing or feeling the guilt of it? That's good. Is one other thing you said, I want to ask you whether that's included in this or if it's separate, is the fact that you're turning 50 next month, and yay. Is how do you want to celebrate that in your being true to yourself way? Do you want to explore that or not as well?